الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين، ولكل يوم وجهة هو موليها فاستبقوا الخيرات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This ayat of the beginning of Sayyakul, in where Allah Ta'ala is discussing the direction of Qibla that we must face. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in Makkah Sharif, he faced the Kaaba, that was his Qibla. When he went to Medina Sharif for a period of about 16-17 years, Allah Ta'ala made Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, the Qibla for the Muslims. And after that, Allah reverted it back again to the Kaaba. The Qibla was the Kaaba. So, and the reason for facing Baytul Muqaddas also, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one of his great honors and features, is the only Nabi who is Nabi Qiblatain, the Nabi who faced the two Qiblas. So that had to be fulfilled also. And then Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, is the home of great, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The Anbiya of Bani Israel all came there. So to get all that barakat also. So Allah Ta'ala made it temporary to get that barakat also. But the real original Qibla is the Kaaba Sharif. The original, the Millat Ibrahim, the Kaaba, which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that was the original. But Allah added this also, which added even more greater honor to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when this happened, then there were many criticisms that were made from all sides. The Jews, Christians also, they said, what kind of a Nabi is this, that he's left the Qibla of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's going to the Qibla of the pagans, the Arabs who were pagans, they should worship and face the Kaaba. The pagans, the idol worships, used to say that the original Qibla is this. How come he was facing Baytul Muqaddas? So a lot of criticism and all causing a lot of confusion was taking place. And also there were those people who were saying, which kind of a religion is this? That sometimes you are commanded to face the north, which was Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis. And sometimes the south, which was the Kaaba. From Medina Sharif, Baytul Muqaddas is in the north, and Kaaba Sharif is in the south. So the complete opposite. And also when the Qibla was changed to Baytul to Kaaba Sharif, they were performing, the Sahaba were making Asr Namaz, in which till today that Masjid is there, Masjid Qiblatain. So they were facing the north. In the Namaz, the command came, they were informed, and in Namaz they changed. So Imam went from this side right to the other side. The people all turned around. So this is also a great lesson, that whenever Allah's command comes, follow the command of Allah. Even if it was like in Namaz, and so like so awkward, so difficult, but they followed it. When the command of hijab, parda came down, the Ansar woman, at night the command came down, the next morning they had their burqa sewn already. They were ready, and nobody emerged without their burqa. Immediately before that, and today we know that our little girls also, if they are not given the habit from small, for them even just to wear ijar becomes difficult. To wear scarf, to put on niqab and wear burqa is even more difficult. But what their iman was. When the command came that liqa is made haram. And the sahaba, before that liqa was permitted. And they were very much, a lot of them, not all of them, there were some that were completely free all the time. But it was a common practice that liqa was, and they cherished their liqa. And in that field, those people who are in that field, they say the older the liqa, the more delicious, the more enjoyable it is, whatever that might be. And they had old, old liqa. But when the command finally came that it is haram, who had it in his hand dropped it from there. Who had it to his lips dropped it from there. Who had that in his mouth, he took it out. And if he said leak of flood on the streets of Medina Sharif, like on a, like when there is a storm, a rain, storm, and storm water, water flows on the roads like that. Leaka was flowing like that. So this is the spirit that we have to try and develop. That what command of Allah, till whenever it comes, a person observes it. And it can be anything, our personal affairs, public affairs, we have to develop our iman to this extent. So when this all these commands came, and all this confusion, the Quran Sharif has got great, great lessons for us. It's dealing with this subject, but for us to learn lessons for now and forever for future. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Al-Haqqu Min Rabbik. The truth is from your Lord, from Allah. What comes from Allah? Yeah, the object is not the facing of the direction. Wherever you face, but the thing is, the object is to fulfill the command of Allah. When Allah's command is, you face Baytul Muqaddas, you face that. That direction is not the important thing. The command of Allah. When Allah's command comes, face Qibla, then you must face there. So we also, we should see, especially with regard, in our times presently, with regard to the sighting of the moon, and especially the Eid moon of Ramadan. At that time, people want to make all their preparations, etc. So don't see for the unity of the community. See what is Allah's command. What are the demands of Sharia? That if the moon is sighted according to the requirements of Sharia, make Eid, whether some people agree or they don't agree. Don't make unity your object. And if this moon is not sighted, it's not sighted. If it is sighted, don't conceal the evidence also. If it is sighted, just to have unity and we conceal it, that is also wrong. We should go and see what is the command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in all matters. And Allah's command is Haqq. Al-Haqqu Min Rabbik. Allah is Haqq Himself and His commandments are absolute. So that conviction should come into our heart. And in all matters, فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Don't be amongst those who are doubtful. The address is to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it is, the objective is to that all the ummah here, that everyone else here. There was absolutely no question that na'uzubillah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have any doubt whatsoever. It is just like a mother-in-law wants to tell her daughter-in-law something. Don't waste water, don't waste ghee, etc. But she addresses her daughter. She says, she shouts her daughter. But she's actually letting her daughter-in-law listen. So like that, many times, a person is saying something, so Allah addressed this command to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But actually, he wanted the whole ummah to hear. Everyone, the sahaba at that time, that the haqq, which is the truth, فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Do not have any doubts about it in any way whatsoever after that. So we should, so Allah, we have to make an effort. And one of the efforts of our Islah, of coming to the Khanka, is to develop this full yaqeen. That we do whatever Allah Ta'ala has said, that we give total priority to that. And we forego anything and everything. What we were living till today, now we realize this is the command of Allah, we change our lives and we make it. We don't say that whole life I was doing this, now how where I'm going to change now. Like the kuffar of Makkah, one of the things which kept them back, that we, our forefathers were practicing on this, or we were practicing on this our whole life, how can we change now? No, when the command of Allah, we come to know, my whole life I had this opinion, I had this idea, this understanding, but when I come to know what is the truth from Allah, then immediately we accept it. And our lifelong, when interest was made haram, then huge, huge amounts, people made the calculations according to our times now. Unbelievable what that calculations came to, but it was just written off immediately. All that interest what was due was written off immediately. Now whatever the past life was, it's gone in the past. Now the truth has come. So even we today, we are mashallah Muslims, everything, but we also perhaps have got some wrong practices. some wrong habits, etc. The minute we come to know what is the truth, what Allah has revealed, we should accept that wholeheartedly. And we should have, and with complete conviction, we must follow the truth and the absolute, the truth which is from Him who is absolute and He who is truth Himself. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who can say a truer word than Allah? So Allah give us tawfiq that we bring that in within our lives. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. And we should have no doubt, no reservation about it. And in all our matters, we should suffer from no inferiority complex whatsoever. Like it is famous about, said about Hazrat Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that when they were eating the food and a morsel of food dropped down, without a second thought he picked it up and he cleansed it and ate it. And when somebody told him that these are very sophisticated people, very advanced people, modern people, they will dislike this, on the top of his voice he said that أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَاُولَىٰ الْحُمَقَىٰ. So that Haq, he was not afraid, he did not conceal it in any way whatsoever. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu conquered Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, and when he went in the fashion that he went with his servant on the camel, and when they came there, and some of the senior Sahaba also, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, suggested that he changes his dressing, etc., that he comes as a conqueror. Now how he should come in? His clothes had so much patches on it. Traveling, it wasn't a time of hotels, and you go and shower, and you go freshen up. Just like that, he went. And when they suggested that, and with all the details, but finally he said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are people whom Allah gave us izzat and honor with Islam. الْحَقُّ مِ رَبِّكَ. That's Islam of ours. We mustn't suffer from any inferiority complex whatsoever. Well, it's our tariqah, our sunnat beard, niqab for the woman, our sunnat kurta, jilbab, the cloaks, the burqa for the woman, whatever our tariqa, we must not be shy about it. We have got the truth, and if the people of truth are shy of the truth, then where the people of batil, where are they? They'll go way ahead with all their batil, which is happening today. We are keeping quiet, we are not practicing, we are shy. Hey, whether it's namaz time, and no matter who is there, it's in fact azan time. When it's azan time, finish. We stop everything now. Now it's time to prepare. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to be with his family and talking like a man will talk with his family, whatever the talks take place. But as soon as azan went, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha report that it was that is if he did not even know us now. Completely different. Now my Allah is calling me. So that we must submit totally to Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And no doubts also, no inferiority complex also. Accept wholeheartedly what the commands of Allah ta'ala. This is our effort. This is why we come. This is why we speak. This is why we hear. So that it comes into us. Our past, we all have made mistakes. Buried, finished, make tawbah, istighfar. Allah Ta'ala doesn't even leave it buried. Allah finished, destroys it. The evidence also of it Allah destroys. That gunas also Allah destroys, the evidence of it. Now let us follow the truth in all the matters, whatever they are. And never be shy to make tawbah of our gunas. If they are public gunas, make it known publicly. I had this view up to now, but I realized I had the wrong view. And now this is the correct what is from Allah Ta'ala. And I accept that view of Allah Ta'ala. If it is private gunas, make between you and Allah, make your tawbah. That I had this wrong practices, wrong I was doing. Whether it may be, we had some insurance policies. Now I realize, no, this was wrong totally. Up to now I thought, no, you have to have that support. But now I realize it's wrong. Whatever it might be, we make tawbah. الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين ولكل وجهة هو موليها. There is another great principle. The incident is Allah Ta'ala says for every nation we made a qibla and they faced their qibla. The Bani Israel faced Baytul Muqaddas
And for us, Allah made the Qibla, the Kaaba, our Qibla. And we pray that all of them, all the people have got their Qibla. For the Muslims, a while the Qibla was Baytul Muqaddas. Then Allah made it Kaaba Sharif. So all have got their Qibla. So, and they are facing it. So just like that, all have got their different views and opinions in the world also. In the world also, the non-Muslims have got their way. And our way of success is not like the way of the non-Muslims. Their success is in material things. Their success is in this dunya. Unfortunately, we have also come to take that our success also in dunya. Our success is akhirah. Our success is in deen. How much we are sticking to deen is our success. Not how much we are progressing in dunya. You can be the poorest person. You could have very little knowledge of deen also. But you are sticking to deen, you are successful. And you can be the most, so outwardly, according to dunya standards, progressive, advanced, very rich, and very influential. Whatever you say goes. But if there isn't deen in that, and it is again, no matter how glamorous it appears, how rosy it appears, it is total destruction. So we must know that all people got their different rules. Now, for example, the fuel of a jet airliner. So you can't put diesel in there. You can't put paraffin in there. You can't put the fuel we put in the cars. Even the unleaded and all that. That is a fuel which needs it needs its own fuel. And to pull a donkey cart or a horse cart, you can't go and put the best fuel in there. There you have to put the donkey to lead it. That is it. It will be led by the donkey, by the oxen, by the horses. So that fuel, that power is there. In fact, motor car engines, still not very long ago, were measured also so many horsepower. So much, because that was in the original. So that is completely different. Islam's way of progress, our fuel is completely different from the fuel of the kuffar. Today we want to move with the fuel of the kuffar. And this is not a jet airliner which needs that very special, or perhaps the aircrafts that go to space, etc. What type of fuel they might be needing. This is the most superior. The fuel we need here is Quran and Hadith. The teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the fuel. The fuel here is not rands and cents, dollars, pounds, riyals. That is not the fuel here. Here the fuel is not how many investments we got, how many properties we got, or what kind of clothes we are wearing, the latest brand names and fashion clothes. That's not the fuel here. So we may have to, we understand the truth completely. Every nation, all people got their own way. They have their direction which they are following. And they are going. We have got ours. فَاسْتَبِقُ الْخَيْرَانِ. So Allah Ta'ala, yeah, another principle comes very clear also, that all people will have different opinions, etc. Besides that, what was discussed, that is also a very important principle. Allah make it, we understand and we follow it. Yeah, another principle, that there will be always confusion and always things happening in the world. Presently, in the political world, for example, the election. How many people are wasting their time and they are determining which party is going to win, which party will lose, what reasons they are going to lose, what this party will win, this party should be doing this. They've got nothing, nobody is going to hear them. But we are wasting hours and days and how much of our time with regard to all that. We are not even going to vote perhaps, but we are discussing or we are thinking about it. So we are wasting our time in that. فَاسْتَبِقُ الْخَيْرَاتِ. Leave all that one side. You do what you have to do. Race towards doing good work. Or for example, court cases, especially political people, court cases which are in the news all the time. Now he's taking this turn, now he's taking that turn. And we want to follow and we are saying that this person will lose the case. This person, he'll come out of it. All that leave all that alone. That's not your business. فَاسْتَبِقُ الْخَيْرَاتِ. You rush towards doing good work. That is your work. And when we don't do that, we are falling in this, and this is wasted stage of time. totally haram in waste of time. And what we have to be doing, we are not doing. Then this boils down to lot of, in the family there are always also some politics, or families got their politics also. And mainly women, men also get involved. We discussing this one, we discussing that family. What are we wasting our time for all that? If there are certain masail also, and with regard to the sighting of the moon, at that time, we find everyone becomes a super mufti. And everyone is giving fatwas and giving his dalail also, why he thinks he is right. That the moon has been sighted, it must be, tomorrow must be Eid, or tomorrow can't be Eid. Leave that to the muftis. They will sort it out. We engage in ibadah. Still it's not established in Ramzan, it's Ramzan for us. And that Ramzan ibadah is so valuable. And when the final decision is made, we go. If tomorrow is Eid, it's Eid. If it's not Eid, it's not Eid. Whatever it is, we accept it. So in all these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a beautiful, complete Quran Sharif. In fact, just before this, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Ahle Kitab, particularly the Yahud, the Ahle Kitab, Allah says they recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final Nabi, more than what they recognize their own children to be their children. A person, there are those twins that the world can't make out the difference between the two. But the parents know this one is Ahmad, this is Muhammad. The two girls look so same, but they know exactly. More than they recognize their children, they recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was one of the chief leading rabbis of the Jews. When he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had accepted Islam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him, is it true that you people in your scriptures, the description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so clear that you recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more as the Nabi of Allah than what you recognize your own children as your own children? He said that 100% it is true. He says with regard to our wives, it is possible that she was unfaithful. And the child is not my child, it's somebody else's child. There is a possibility. But the description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is absolutely no possibility that he's not the Nabi. So clear the signs are. Now, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Sadaqallah, what a kitab, and how Allah did. So that same conviction must come into us. Al-haqqu min rabbika, the truth and absolute. We must have no doubts. And very fortunate are those people. And this is also a great ni'mat of Allah. Whatever things are happening, many people are in doubt about things. Like for example, when Maududi started his mission, etc., there were many people, great ulama also, who got inclined towards him. But the ulama of the who were engaged more with zikr, with turning to Allah Ta'ala, they immediately smelled the rat. With regard to another great alim also, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi, in fact wrote to Maulana Madani rahmatullah alayhi and them, that with regard to this alim, also we have got our doubts. So they smell that red very quickly, immediately. So which direction must we go? Who must we follow? This is also a great ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. And fortunate are those people who are guided by Allah, who are protected by Allah, and they follow. Otherwise, we find there are differences now also, they are present. And then we find ourselves with confusion. There is no, there shouldn't be any. The truth is clear. Al-haqqu min rabbik. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Don't have any doubts about any matter. It is so clear that which side you align yourself with. But all the differences that we have in different matters, the truth is very clear that which side you align yourself with. So in all matters also, all the things in the world that is happening, and in this also, like it is clearly said, those people who start the day with Quran Sharif, those people who are impressed with Quran, their very thinking is different. And those who start with what the media is saying, what the politicians are saying, what the scientists are saying, their thinking is completely different. So we have got the Quran. And today, so much so, this two difference between these two, that today people are like Muslims, but we have doubt in the Quran. And what the scientists say, we have got more conviction on it than 100% also. And we will enforce and impose those things more than what we were. We won't even regard Quran Sharif. We will find, we will make some little ways out to circumvent, to go around, to try and go away from the Quran and the teachings. And also as far as the Quran Sharif teachings are concerned and Deen's teachings, always see what is the whole of Deen. Now, for example, to save lives, it's in the Quran Sharif, man ahyaha فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. A person who saved one life is like he saved the whole world's life. So that is there, no doubt. But the whole Quran, the ayats of qital, making jihad, يَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ, who make jihad and they kill people and they get killed themselves also. How Allah praises the Sahaba from the beginning to the end. So the whole teachings we put one side and one ayat we take out to go and please somebody. So that is not the whole a person we know for, with our lives or with our buzurgs. We know what their lives are. And for one place we see, like with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his sunnat of wearing topi, whole life he wore topi. But one occasion he didn't. Now you just take that one occasion that he, and you make that your whole mission. That is totally wrong. Or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam drank water on one occasion standing. But his whole life, the sunnah was to sit and drink water. Now we leave all that one side, and that one for some particular reason, whatever it was, a specific reason, and we don't explain the reason. We just say that, and now we make that our way. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made namaz without shoes. One occasion he wore shoes. So now the Salafis, they just set one occasion, and they make how awkward it is to make namaz with shoes. And all the other fakhla and alayk, even if your shoes are pa, then too, namaz, you are in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Come here with great respect. All the aspects of deen. So let us see what is the whole of deen also. And all that we will get from Ahlul Sunnah. The people who are the followers of the Sunnah, and that is the Sahaba wal Jama'ah, the Jama'at of the Sahaba, and the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And without any, it's so clear, like from day to night, winter and summer it is clear. Winter, summer still, you can make a mistake, sometimes cold days come in summer, and hot days come in winter also. But day and night is so clear. Like that you see, the ulama of haq are so clear. And yet we have a doubt that who we should follow. And which side we should be in. That should not be the case. A person wholeheartedly, he should put his weight behind the truth. And follow the truth. Al-haqqu min rabbika. The truth is from Allah. And it is clear cut. So don't have any doubts about it whatsoever. And all people will have their different directions which they are moving in. Whatever they are moving in, so you leave all that arguments and fights and discussions, you got nothing to do with it. Who are it? But the judge will decide in a court case. You not the judge. The public prosecutor will put his case forward. You not the public prosecutor. You leave that alone. Don't worry about that. You do fastabiqul khairat. You do what you have to do. Allah, if a person does that, he will find itminan, contentment, and he will find great success for the akhirat. And otherwise, yeah, in this dunya, we can make every majlis where we are together a bride, a social gathering, and we are the main spokesman there, and we take out the topics after topics, and we got all our points to prove ourselves. We know every subject and everything in the world, and we know the results also of everything. But that is not going to get us anywhere whatsoever. And there was that one person, any such occasion, he'll go sit one side quietly and read his Quran Sharif. First of all, khairat. You sit and read your tasbih. You engage yourself with Allah. That is going to help you. Allah guide us all to righteousness.